Hello, dear listener, and welcome to Conquering the Spirit of Disobedience podcast. My name is Joy, and I'm also the author of the book Conquering the Spirit of Disobedience. Through this podcast, I'm bringing you the content of my book. Each episode will cover a new chapter. In our previous episode, we looked at a word to the husband in regard to disobedience. Today, we shall look at the wife. God knew it was going to be difficult for a man to live alone. He therefore made a suitable and suitable helper for him. The woman was made from man, born of his bone and flesh of his flesh, but with a womb. The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." That is found in Genesis 2:18. A woman was meant to be a helper and not a slave. A man that finds a good wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from God. He who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord. That is found in Proverbs 18:22. A woman is the beauty of the world. She is a lily in the garden. It is God's will, therefore, that a woman should be treated with honor by the man. Any husband who does not treat the wife well cannot have his prayers answered. A woman is so special that if the husband loves and honors her, the husband will find favor with God and his prayers will be answered. For a husband to function well in his office as a husband and a father, he needs the help and support of his wife. A wife needs to help and support her husband so that he succeeds. A wife standing in the position of a helper has therefore to ensure the home is a comfortable place for the husband and the children to live. The atmosphere of the home is created by the wife. If the wife is happy, the children, the husband, and everyone staying in that house will be happy. The word of God says, "The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands the foolish one tears hers down." That is found in Proverbs 14:1. A wife needs to build her own home by praying for the husband, accepting him the way he is, appreciating whatever progress he makes, forgiving him, advising him with respect, and covering him from shame. A wife stops being a suitable and suitable helper when she becomes angry, proud, unfaithful, and not prayerful. Most homes and houses are the way they are because of the support wives give to their husbands. There is an African proverb that says, "A home is a woman," meaning it is a woman who makes the home and house to look the way it is. A supportive wife makes the husband get the honor. A man will become successful and be celebrated if the wife gives him the support he requires. A wife needs not to make her husband suffer shame because of her negligence. The word of God says in Proverbs 12:4, "A wife of noble character is her husband's crown, but a disgraceful wife is like decay in his bones." After a hard day's work, a husband needs to relax, re-energize, and reflect on the day's activities. A supportive wife needs to make the house a cool place for him to relax. If he wants to sleep, the bedroom should be clean, cool, and not cluttered. Sexual intimacy is the fuel that keeps marriage strong and going. A wife needs to know that her fountain is blessed. Therefore, she should let her husband rejoice in her. The wife needs to satisfy and intoxicate her husband with her love. God made the wife not just a suitable, but also a suitable helper for the husband. She needs to make her husband happy. The word of God says in Proverbs 5:18 to 19, "Let thy fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Let her be as the loving hind and pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee all times, and be thou ravished always with her love." A wife needs to to offer her husband his conjugal rights. Let the husband refer unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. That is found in 1 Corinthians 7:3. A supportive wife needs not to postpone the sexual satisfaction of her husband. She may be tired and not energetic enough, but he should remember it is his right. Just the way she cooks and serves him good food, even when she feels tired, the same should apply when it comes to his sexual needs. If a wife is in the position and can satisfy her husband and does not do so, it is sin. Remember, God is watching and is a silent witness in this marriage. You ask why? It is because the Lord is the witness between you and the wife of your youth. You have been unfaithful to her, though she is your partner. The wife of your marriage covenant has not the one God made you. You belong to him in body and spirit. And what does the one God seek? Godly offspring. So be on your guard and not be unfaithful to the wife of your youth. That is found in Malachi 2:14 to 15. Other than being a suitable and suitable helper, a wife is also called upon to submit to a husband. Remember, man was created first before a woman. A woman was made from man. The wife is one of his bones and flesh of his flesh. The husband is the head of the wife. The wife is accountable to the husband as the husband is accountable to Jesus Christ. The word of God says in Ephesians 5:23, "For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior." The wife's responsibility is to submit to her husband, just as husband's responsibility is to love his wife. The word of God says in Ephesians 5:22, "Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands as you do to the Lord." Most wives find it difficult to submit to their husbands because their husbands do not show them love. It becomes very easy for a wife to submit when she is showered with love by the husband. A wife will not fail to do anything for a man who loves her. She will do anything and everything. And a wife, and almost every wife, will submit in such a case. However, it is God's order that the wife submits first before she is loved. Ephesians 5:22 starts with the wife submitting, then followed by the husband loving her in Ephesians 5:25. Wives, submit yourselves unto your husband and as unto the Lord. That is in Ephesians 5:22. Then followed by Ephesians 5:25 that says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." For a wife to enjoy the blessings of God, she needs to face the challenge of submitting first before she is loved. A wife needs to submit without expectations of being loved. Let her submit for the sake of God. The husband might be drunk, has left all the responsibilities to the wife, does not honor her, but she needs to remember he is her head, and all God is looking for in this case is obedience. Wives, there is hope. The husband's heart is in the hand of God, and God can turn his heart to follow the right way and perform his responsibilities. The word of God says in Proverbs 21:1, "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he wills." Submitting to a stubborn husband may not be easy. In such a case, the wife needs to partner with God for God to deal with the stubborn husband and turn him to be the husband God expects of him. A wife can only partner with God by walking in God's ways and doing what his law requires. A wife not only needs to submit in some times or some things, but to submit to her husband in everything. The word of God says in Ephesians 5:24, "Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything." A wife needs to submit to her husband in the way she talks to him, serves him, and even in the way she dresses. I mean in everything. The husband is the boss of the home. He needs to be offered the respect he deserves as the boss. A wife needs to respect her husband the way she respects her employer, pastor, and other people. It is not good for a wife to treat his boss, pastor, and friends with respect and honor, then fail to do the same to her husband. She needs to learn how to use phrases such as please, sorry, thank you, and others when addressing him the way she does with her boss in the office. A submissive wife does not quarrel with the husband. Better to live on a corner of the roof than share a house with a quarrelsome wife. That is found in Proverbs 25:24. A quarrelsome wife is like the dripping of a leaky roof in a rainstorm. It's found in Proverbs 27:15. Quarreling with a husband is a sign of disrespect. Therefore, a submissive wife needs to have self-control. It's written in Titus 2:5 that to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, and to be subject to their husbands so that no one will malign the word of God. A wife needs to control her anger and anxiety and be kind in her talking and actions. A submissive wife is humble, gentle, patient, and forbears with her husband in love. The word of God says in Ephesians 4:2-3, be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. God does not look at the outside beauty of a wife, but her beauty is in her submission. The wife and her husband are one flesh. She needs to build this friendship by learning to eat, travel, bathe, shop, and even relax together. A wife needs to accept her husband the way he is in love. A submissive wife needs to be gracious. The reward of her graciousness will be an honor. It is written in the word of God in Proverbs 11:16, a kind-hearted woman gains honor, but truthless men gain only wealth. A supportive wife is full of godliness, humility, patience, and forgiveness. A wife who cannot forgive her husband, her ways and God's ways are parallel. A wife needs to learn how to do good things for husband all the time. The word of God says, seek good and not evil, that you may live. Then the Lord God Almighty will be with you just as you say He is. That is found in Amos 5:14. A wife needs to treat herself with dignity and be sober and faithful in all things. In the same way, the woman needs to be worthy of respect, not malicious talkers, but temperate and trustworthy in everything. A wife has to keep the marital bed undefiled, be honest with her husband, keep away from alcohol, dress in modesty, cover her body well, dress decently so that her dressing does not bring her husband shame. Remember, real beauty is in a woman's submission. She needs to cover herself, therefore, with godliness and good works. The word of God says, I also want the women to dress modestly with decency and propriety, adorning themselves not with elaborate hairstyles or gold or pearls or expensive clothes, but with good deeds appropriate for women who profess to worship God. That is found in 1 Timothy 2:9-10. Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold, jewelry, or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is greater worth in God's spirit. That is found in 1 Peter 3:3-4. A supportive wife is a good listener and therefore learns a lot from her listening. She needs to learn in her silence and not ever think that she knows everything and more than her husband. The wife and husband need to learn from each other. The word of God says, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. It is found in James 1:19. Proverbs 31 was written by a woman, Lemuel's mother. This chapter talks about a virtuous woman. It is not easy to get a virtuous woman. A virtuous woman is selfless. She does all she has to do without expecting anything in return from the man. It is not easy to be a virtuous woman without submission. The Proverbs 31 woman accomplished what she did through submission. This world is full of wives, but very few are submissive. He who finds a submissive, good, and prudent wife finds a good thing. Could the pain and bitterness most wives are going through in their lives be as a result of not obeying God's order on submission? If so, it is never too late. Where there is a will, there is a way which, with God's grace, they can make it. When submitting to a husband, a wife needs not to have any expectations, but to do it for God, and at the end of the day, go back to God and thank Him for His grace, help, and strength to submit. God is not a respecter of persons, however, He respects submissive wives and their commitment. A wife will eat the good of this land in her marriage, family, life, and home if only she walks in obedience to God's word. I hope you enjoyed this chapter of my book. If you found it helpful, send me a message and let me know. In our next episode, we shall look at a word to the parents. Thanks for listening.